Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. As always, great things going on in real estate. And I just saw something this morning that said that interest rates are at an all-time low for 3 years. Lowest they've been in 3 years. And, you know, and it's been years that interest rates have been at a historical low. And so now they're even hitting a three-year low, so that's even better. So what that means is that you can buy more house and get it for a cheaper price and all of that kind of thing if you're getting a loan, because you're not going to have as high as a payment.
Yeah. I mean, when I first bought my first house, I mean, we talked about it before. I know when you bought your first, it was very high as well. But I remember it was in the double digits.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was now when it's in the low single digits. So it's really nice.
Yeah. I think it said it that you could, with really good credit and a few different programs and stuff, you could get it as low as like almost as 3%. But it's definitely in the threes right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and
amazing.
So that's amazing. And, you know, unfortunately, if you're investing money in banks and they're not going to pay you much on CDs because, you know, you're getting, they're going to get that spread and that kind of stuff. But if you're buying a house, it's a perfect deal to have that interest rates that low, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, why not get a house? I mean, even if you already have one or two or something, you know, keep building that portfolio. It only makes sense. And then you have somebody in there paying your mortgage. So,
yeah. And then we always talk about too, is that you also have the other side of the coin as well, that if you're renting, you know, all of that money is just going away for no reason. Whereas if you do have, if you are paying a mortgage, then, you know, that money is going towards something and going towards paying down of your house. And so you're going to have an asset and everything. And like you said, if you are investing in real estate, then that's even better, because whoever is renting the house from you, then they're paying your mortgage and building your assets. And so it's a great situation that you've got set up for yourself there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a win-win all the way across the board.
Yep. And a lot of times, though, people are looking to move up to another house or move down. They either want to move up or move down. And so when you're going to go to selling your house, there's something that I think is really important, and that is the photography that you put on the world and everything to see your house. And in today's day and age, it definitely has to be professional. During the times when the market was falling apart and everything, there were a lot of cell phone pictures that were before cell phones were really even good and everything, that were not that good. And pictures, you know, were okay, but not great and everything. But the photographer and the photos are really something that definitely showcase your home before people get there. And I just saw something recently that I will not be participating in, but is out there, that starting Monday, they're all excited that, you know, through the multiple listing service, which is what, you know, the homes go into, and then they can go multiple other places and stuff too, but they'll allow up to 100 pictures in there, and they think that's great. And I think it's terrible, because if you see 100 pictures of a place, you're going to think that you've seen that place. And the bottom line is, you have not seen that place. And you cannot get the feel for a house in a picture.
Nope.
And so the pictures are there to actually get you to go to that next step to see the house. When you're buying a house, it's a baby step process. So you definitely need to have the pictures to actually get into the house, in my opinion. So when it comes to getting your house ready for pictures, there's a few things that are important too. And when we have the professionals, you know, do it, then a lot of these things are taken care of, or, you know, the things that they can when they're there. But the first thing that on the exterior is that you want to remove the cars from the driveway. It doesn't make sense to have a car in the driveway. I mean, it doesn't really do anything for anybody with it sitting there. Mm-hmm. What it means automatically, subconsciously, is that there's not enough room in the garage for the car. So you definitely want to remove the cars from the driveway, which is an easy thing. And you want to stow all the garbage and recycling bins somewhere out of sight. So you don't want to have those in the picture as well. The other thing, it's just simple things. You want to close all the windows. You want to sweep the walkways. You want to uncover the grill and open up umbrellas and that kind of thing when you've got them outside, because it looks that it's that warm, cozy, like you're going to have company over, because that's really what you're trying to do when you've got there. You want to put the toys and the bicycles away, however, because that is something that when you do see those things in the picture, you know, if it's the front of the house or something like that, it does look odd and weird. And
it's out of place.
It does look out of place. So you definitely want to do that. You want to store the seasonal decor. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because even if it is, you know, Christmas time and that kind of stuff, you don't really want to see those pictures. And those pictures might last 30 days or so. And so right now, if you've got the Valentine's Day stuff up and Valentine's Day has passed, you know, it just kind of dates the picture, which is the last thing that you want to do. And you want to stow away your garden tools and supplies, remove all your hoses, and straighten arrange the deck furniture. So that's just the exterior. So there's things that you need to do to prepare, but they're kind of common sense, but that's what you want to do. When it comes to the kitchen, you want to remove items from the refrigerator door. The items that are on the refrigerator door, they just kind of stick out like a sore thumb when you see them on there. And
I think it like catches your attention.
Yes.
And it's not like a good attention, because now they're focusing on the pictures that are there instead of the kitchen.
Absolutely. And you want to declutter the counters and the stove. The barer they are, the better off that you are. And, you know, it's like on a stove if you've got a teapot or something like that. But that's about the extent of anything that I would have on there, if anything. Food needs to be stored in the cabinets. You want to stow your small appliances away. You want to hide dish towels, soaps, and cleaning items, and clear the sink of dishes, obviously, and organize items on open shelves. So that's for the kitchen. And if you do want a copy of this list, you could just give us a call at 407-566-2555. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold, guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold, Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about preparing your home for photography if you're going to sell it. In the bedrooms, you want to make the beds. I think it's so interesting the way that people don't make the beds and then the pictures are taken of there. It just doesn't make sense. You want to remove personal items and photos, arrange decorative pillows, put away any clothing and shoes, clean under the bed, especially if you can see under the bed. You want to do that, and clean surfaces of clutter. In the main areas, you want to remove personal items and photos. And with the, you know, there can be a photo or so there, but you don't want to have like a whole bunch of photos, because again, it's what people are going to concentrate on as opposed when they come in. You want to open the shades and the blinds. That's a really big thing. Natural light is a huge thing when it comes to pictures. Removing all visible clutter. Replace burned out light bulbs. Another big thing that has to be done. Tidy up or put away all children's toys. Empty the waste baskets. Kennels, pets, and hide all of their dishes and all of those kinds of things. So we'll finish this up in the next segment, but in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And, you know, we were going over preparing your home for photography, and basically we've gone through quite a few of the areas, but when we were in the main area, I believe, when we were talking about it, and we were talking about putting away all the pet supplies, whatever you've got, if it's kennels or if it's, you know, dishes or anything. You just want to put that stuff away to make sure that it doesn't show up in the picture. Next, you would want to vacuum the carpets and obviously clean the floors. You want to make sure that they're all clean and everything like that. Turn off all televisions. That's another thing that I see in pictures that TVs are on, and it just doesn't make sense that you would have that. Turn on all the lights and uncover and, you know, set pool tables for play. So anything that you've got like that in your space, you want to make sure that that's all going on. Now we're to the dining room. So the thing that you would want to do in there is that you would want to straighten and push in all the dining room chairs.
Mm-hmm.
You would want to set the table for dinner. Sometimes you do that, sometimes you don't. I mean, I'm kind of plus or minus on that one.
Yeah.
And then you want to add a centerpiece or candles and add a vase of flowers. You know, something in there to just make it homey a little bit. And now it comes to the bathrooms, which is the last room we're going to talk about today. So first of all, you're going to remove items from the tub and shower. You're going to clear the counters of toiletries. Make the bathrooms sparkle. Hang fresh towels. Clean the mirrors and clean the toilets and close the lid. That's another thing. There's a lot of open lids.
I know. I see so many with the open lids. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And it just looks so much more put together with the lid closed down. So it's like when you're looking at these things and you're going to take pictures or your pictures are being taken of your house, it's little things, but it's the little things that make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do need to prepare your home for photography. And, you know, as we were talking about during the break, that this is this sheet right here is something we're including, you know, with all of our sellers and everything. But if you would like a copy of it, all you have to do is give us a call. And our number is 407-566-2555.
I think it's a good paper anyways, like even just to live by.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Because it's like sometimes you come into things. So even though you're getting your house prepped for photography, I almost think it would almost be good to almost leave it like that until it's sold.
Right, for showings too.
Yeah, and for showings and things like that, because it's not that we don't want you obviously to live in your home and, you know, where you're at, but I mean, a lot of it is just really like simple things, like just keep it up because like you said, I mean, first impressions are always the best, you know,
right.
You want to put your best foot forward to get them in the home. I mean, we've talked about time and time again where we've pulled up to homes and just the outside has turned them off so bad that they don't even want to go inside.
Right.
And I mean, even if you just start with the outside, you know, pull a couple of weeds, you know, trim a tree. And like you said, just clean it up from clutter and take the Christmas lights down or, you know, maybe the stuff that has been there for a little bit. You know, just make it fresh to make them want to come into the home.
Yeah, because the thing is that they step into the home, and we have had that happen too. You know, it's like you walk in the door and they're like, nope, this isn't it. And maybe it's the smell that's in there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the first impression that they get, and they're going to, you know, continue with that. And it's just like when you meet a person for the first time, you know, many times you're making an opinion on them within the first, you know, 30 seconds to a minute,
mm-hmm.
in regards to who you think they are and all of that kind of stuff. And it's the same thing with a house.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was reading in this book when it was talking about, you know, hiring people and stuff. And it said in the typical interview, you know, when you meet somebody, it's the first 10 or 15, you know, seconds that you form an opinion of whether you want to hire them or not. And then you spend the rest of the interview time, most people do, figuring out, you know, justifying whatever you decided in that first 15 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing with the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what people do, is that they make that decision. And sometimes, you know, people, if they're there for a while, there's usually a bit of interest. And sometimes sellers are disappointed that people are only there like they were in and out in a minute. And the thing is that, yes, they had determined way before that minute was up that that wasn't the house for them. And so they didn't want to waste their time or anything like that, you know, going further. And sometimes, you know, you're in a house and they have a downstairs and an upstairs, and the people look at the downstairs and they're like, well, there's no sense in even looking upstairs because we're not going to go up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
And so you definitely have to put that best foot forward in doing that. And you have to show off your house the best possible. And just doing these little things are going to ensure that that happens, and that with the professional photography that you're going to make things happen.
Yep. So, totally agree.
All right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold, guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about buyers and that, and some buyer traps and how to avoid them is what we're going to talk about next. And so the first thing that we're going to, that the trap that buyers run into is bidding blind. And that means that they're, that you're just going ahead and making up a price as you go along. You don't have any history back to it. You don't have any reason to it other than it's just kind of a gut feeling when you're doing that. And what you want to do is that you want to make an offer that's really, you know, has some thought to it, you know, why you're doing it at this price and that kind of thing. You know, knowing what the market is and all of that, so that you can go ahead and make a solid decision as opposed to not making a solid decision. So you want to make sure that you do your homework when it comes to figuring out what the price is.
Yep.
So the second thing is buying the wrong home.
Oh.
And one of the things that we have is that we offer that if you're not satisfied with your home purchase in the first 18 months, you know, we'll either buy it back or sell it for free. So we're vested to make sure that people do buy the right home, because, you know, that's not something that we've ever had to do, but we're mostly willing, but we are willing to do that. And so when you're looking at it, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you're not buying the wrong home. I'm working with some people right now that bought about a year ago, and they really wanted four bedrooms, but they settled for three without an additional space. And now it's like they need the fourth bedroom.
Yeah.
And so we are looking for something else to replace what they've got now. I wasn't the one who sold them the three-bedroom house. But, you know, so they've got that house to sell, and there are costs involved in moving, you know, whether you're buying a new home or whether you're selling a home. And so just owning it a year, it hasn't had time to increase a whole lot or anything like that. So we are going through that process to make sure that we can get them the best thing that they want now. And the other thing that they did is they moved into a neighborhood that has a homeowners association. And they do not want a homeowners association, you know, in the future, just because they have a bunch of vehicles and some trucks and stuff like that. And those don't go really well with homeowners associations.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can't help it. Like, you know,
right.
Maybe that's what your budget allows.
Right.
But it's okay to move up and, you know, move on and things like that. And at the time to get in there and at least build maybe some equity or something.
Yep.
I mean, anytime you can buy, I always let people know it. I think it's the good time to do it, because why spend 12, you know, 25, 30,000 in rent when that could be going, you know,
towards
to,
a house.
To, yeah, towards your house. I mean, you could start with a condo, then move up to a townhome, then a house, and then a big house, and then next thing you know, the mansion on the beach.
That's right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about our report that's in the 9 buyer's traps that, by the way, if you want to get that, you can call at any time 833-535-8081, extension 1018. And it's a free report, no obligation or anything to get it, and you won't have to talk to anybody. Well, you can either leave us your email address or you can leave us your address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that number is 833-535-8081. 358081 extension 1018. And we were talking about, you know, if you bought the wrong house, and we do have this guarantee that we would sell it for free or buy it back if you weren't satisfied with it and you purchased it from us. And what went, you know, we were talking about this couple that I'm working with that wants to buy a new home that has lived in it for only a year, and they didn't buy, they settled, they didn't buy what they were looking for, they didn't buy it with me. But the bottom line is that you made a really good point that if they had not bought a home and they were renting for that period of time, that money that they've paid towards their mortgage and all of that kind of stuff would have been paid and more, and that would have just gone down the drain. So when you're really looking at it, and you might look at it that you might have some money to bring to the table, because it's not going to be very much for these people, mm-hmm. that it might be just like $1,000 or $2,000, that really they are better off when they're looking at it from a tax standpoint, from a financial standpoint, and the outgo and all of that kind of stuff, even changing houses after a year.
For sure.
And yeah. So, you know, there are things that can be done, and you know, a lot of times it's like in bringing that cash to the table, sometimes you can tack it on to the new house that you're purchasing and stuff like that. So it's really not any more money out of your pocket, but there's different ways to finance it and to make things happen and everything. So that's one of the buyer traps that we were talking about. The next buyer trap that we don't run into a lot here is unclear title. And the thing is with that is that most of the closings and everything that are done here, they are done through title companies in Florida. And in doing that, and even with their attorneys in using them as well, most every deal that I've ever done has title insurance. So if there was something that was unclear on the title insurance would kick in and clear it up for you. So for the most part, you're covered on that. There's two different ways that they can do title. One is an abstract of title that would be a little bit different, but we don't do that here. We do title insurance. So you're going to have, you know, that's not much of a concern, but it is something that's of a concern. And the fourth buyer trap that we're going to talk about is an inaccurate survey. And a lot of times, you know, when you're, you know, it's like you don't run into that in most planned developments, in most developments and subdivisions and stuff like that. It's really hard to have an inaccurate survey because it's pretty 50 feet this wide or 60 feet wide or 75 or whatever it is, and sometimes even less than that, but everything's pretty square, so you don't run into a lot of that. But once you start getting into bigger properties and that kind of thing, surveys can come into play, and a lot, and sometimes you actually, we had a house that we were selling that the homeowner had put a fence on their yard, and then the neighbor put a fence right next to that fence, and it was actually on the one person's yard, on the other person's yard. So, you know, there can be a few challenges that come up when with surveys and that kind of thing. But, you know, for the most part, everybody, you know, can work all those things out. But you want to make sure that you've got an accurate survey. One survey that we did at one point for this house that we had right underneath the house was an easement for a utility that they could run power lines in there. So what that meant is that they actually, you know, we got that easement erased, which thankfully we found in the survey. If they hadn't, then the electric company could actually come and dig under the house to do something with those lines. So chances of them doing that aren't very high, but the fact that that exists, that they could do that, is something to be of concern about.
Definitely.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Gosh, got my tongue there. The next thing that's on our free report here is undisclosed fix-ups. And sometimes, you know, what happens is that, you know, we definitely feel like you should get an inspection when you're purchasing a home. And a lot of times that's going to bring things out. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are handy that fix things, and maybe they don't fix them exactly accurately the way that they should be. And so, you know, it just kind of causes a few problems in the future. And so you want to make sure that you definitely get that home inspection so that you can ensure for the most part that everything is done the way that it should be done and all of that. And sometimes,
whether it's even a new build, sorry to cut you off,
yeah,
whether it's a new construction or even if it's, you know, like a resale home, it's definitely good to do just to give you that peace of mind.
Right.
Maybe it's, like you said, it could just be little stuff maybe that needs to be corrected and you're like, ah, you know what, I can do it. But a lot of time, you know, there could be a chance that there's something big that the homeowner might not have known.
Absolutely.
That, you know, this is like, hey, you know what, this is a good opportunity for both parties involved because the homeowner didn't know, the buyer now knows, and maybe, you know, meeting of the minds can come in and rectify it.
Well, and a lot of times it's just little things that if you pay attention to them now, they don't turn into big things.
Big things, yep.
And so that's absolutely, you know, what you need to do too. So you don't want to do, so you want to have that home inspection. And sometimes you have to have an inspection beyond the inspector. So the home inspector might, you know, pull up something, let's say the air conditioning isn't functioning, you know, at 100% or something like that. So then you might want to have an additional air conditioning guy come in to inspect it further to go with that. So you want to make sure that when you're doing your inspection, you don't want to wait till the last minute of what your timeline is. You want to do it a little bit earlier so that if you do need to call other people in, that you can definitely do that.
Definitely. Yeah. And a lot of times it's, you know, like you said, I mean, it might just be something, might just mean a maintenance, you know,
right,
and maintenance on an AC, you know, they throw sales all the time, $69, $99, $129. So, yeah, you might, you know, they might spend a few bucks on the inspection and then maybe only a few things need. But then that's going to save you dollars anyways, because now your AC is up to par running, you know, things like that. So it, I think it's good money well spent.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Absolutely. And after that, the one is not getting mortgage pre-approval. And this one is really important because when you get pre-approved for a mortgage, then you know what you can afford. You know what your payment's going to be and all of that. You know, I was working with a seller the other day. I was meeting with them, and they were saying is that somebody that was looking at their house, you know, when they got done looking at it, they said, well, we didn't, you know that our payment was going to be X amount of dollars for buying this house. And I'm like going, well, why in the heck were they there in the first place then?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it comes up to that you really need to have that pre-approval so that everybody definitely is on the same page and that you know what it is and that you can afford it. And, you know, I'm working with somebody right now that, you know, they were actually approved up to 250 and we just went under contract this week at 195 because they wanted that lower payment.
Yeah.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've been going over today the 9 buyer traps and how to avoid them when you're purchasing a home. And the first one was bidding blind, not knowing what you're doing when you're purchasing the home, buying the wrong home, having title that's not clear, inaccurate survey we talked about, and then undisclosed fix-ups. And then we were just talking about not getting mortgage pre-approval. So this is a lot of information. And if you want us to send you the free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081. Extension 1018. And you don't have to talk to anybody, just leave us your address or email address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1018. So what we were talking about was not getting mortgage pre-approval. And the next one is contract misses. And this isn't misses that are done on the contract. It's that misses of what maybe the seller doesn't do that's on the contract. So, you know, on the Florida contract, there's two contracts that we use predominantly. One of them is the as-is, and the other one is what I call the regular contract because the other one's the as-is. But what the as-is contract means that you're buying the property as-is, and you have the right to inspect. And then generally after we do the inspection, we there 9 times out of 10, I would say you'd usually go back to the seller for something that was found on the inspection and say, hey, you know, we found this and, you know, would you do X for it? And sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no, and we'll come to some kind of meeting of the minds or we'll go our separate ways, which hopefully that doesn't happen, but sometimes it does. So you want to make sure that when you do agree to those things then are corrected and that that stuff gets done. And one of the things that we've experienced a few times is that the sellers weren't quite ready to move, is what we've experienced. And basically what happens on that is that when the sellers are moving, they definitely need to have their stuff out by the time it comes time to close.
For sure, because once they sign on the dotted line and the buyer signed on the dotted line, that is no longer the
your
house.
Home.
Yeah, it's no longer the seller's house. So you definitely want to try, you know, I always recommend at least the day before to have everything ready, you know, and if not, like even the morning of, if that's when they're moving out, you know, you do your closing at, let's say 9, 10, 11, have the movers there at 8 a.m. and have them ready to go by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and the thing and where we've run into this problem more was with renters or people that have lived there for an extended period of time, like 20, 30 years.
And they just didn't realize how much stuff they have.
They didn't realize how much stuff they had. And that's what it is more than ever, is that you don't realize it. And there's a way that we can fix it, obviously, you know. But it's not always the most pleasurable thing to fix and that kind of stuff. So you just have to make sure that that they've done everything that they were supposed to do. And one of the things is move out. And then but sometimes it's just the repairs and making sure that they were actually done and that they did them, you know, in the way that you expected them to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that that stuff gets done. The number 8 thing on our list here are hidden costs. And hidden costs are making sure that you uncover all costs large and small. So when you're buying a house, we actually make sure that you know how much money you're going to have, because it's not just that top line number that you have to buy a house. If you're paying cash, there are still expenses that come into play, you know, with that. So you need to know what that is and be prepared for that. And if you're getting a loan, there are, you know, a few extra costs and that kind of stuff that are happening as well. So you just want to make sure that you know what's going on and that you've got a full picture so that you're prepared. And that's what it basically comes down to. And the number 9 thing is that sometimes buyer want to do is that they want to rush the closing. And you don't want to rush the closing. I mean, it can be done pretty quickly. If you're doing cash, it can be done within a week usually. But you want to make sure that all of the things that are supposed to be done are done. So you want to make sure that that title search is done and that you have clear title. Then they also do, in addition to that, they do a lien search and a municipal lien search too, to make sure that there aren't any unpaid bills that are going to come back to haunt you later. And so in surveying those municipalities and stuff like that, and some of those HOA people and stuff, they have timelines of the amount of time that they have in order to get that information back to title companies and that. So you don't want to rush the process. You don't want to rush it and miss those things, because they could end up being big things. Generally, they're not, but in rushing it, you're opening yourself up to exposure that you really don't want to have. So you want to make sure that all those I's are dotted, that the T's are crossed, and that everything happens the way that it should when it comes to your closing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big time, so you want to make it work on both sides. So
right.
A lot of times, like what I'll do when I'm putting an offer in, you know, I always usually reach out first to the agent and just ask them, hey, what is the seller looking for as far as like a closing date go? Because sometimes you could say you want 30 days,
yeah,
and the seller might not pick you because they need 45 or 60, or vice versa. So, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, I'm one of those that I always like to reach out and see what's going to work, because not always, you know, can a 2-week close accommodate a seller, you know, or a 60-day close might be too long or something like that. So it really just, you know, you want to make it work on both sides. I think you should always work towards a goal, though, too. Like, you know, I always let the title company know, like, okay, let's not wait till the last minute. You know, let's start working on this now, even if, you know, it's not closing for 60 days, because a lot of times, you know, they put it in the back burner, and that goes for anything. But if you put it in the back burner, then it catches up on you and like, oh, my gosh, I'm not even like halfway close to being ready yet. So it's just usually good to just work it through and make sure that the timeline works for everybody.
Yeah. And I just had that situation, you know, this week on that property that I got under contract, because the buyers, their lease is up at the end of February. But the sellers are building a new house, so it shall be done mid-March. So they didn't want to move twice. And really, it wasn't, you know, it's like the buyer had the option that they could have extended where they were a couple weeks. So it wasn't really a big deal, but we were able to work it out. And so it just makes sense that you don't want to rush that process. But you do want to, in my opinion, we want to rush the process at the beginning to make sure everything's done.
Yep.
So that you could just be waiting for the days to happen instead of rushing to make sure that everything happens properly. So again, this is a lot of information. So if you want the free report, you can call 833-535-8081, extension 1018. You don't have to speak to anyone. Just leave us your address or your email address and we'll send it to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1018. And Danielle, I think that you've got some houses that we wanted to talk about this week. You know, we've got a new one in South Chase that's a really great deal, a pool home that's available really close to SunRail stations, you know, close to a lot of activities and, you know.
Well, that one is just in sought after area. It's in South Chase. So, I mean, that's just, you know, that zip code, the 3724 zip codes are just booming.
Yeah.
And I mean, the school district is good. Where it's located is good because, like you said, I mean, you're a hop, skip, and a jump to almost anything. You know, it's right off of Weatherby. So you've got right in the back of you, you've got the, like you said, the train station in the front
airport.
Of you, the airport. Yep. Then you've got the 417. But that's a really nice home. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2-car garage.
Pool.
With a screened in pool. No rear neighbors, which is nice. It actually backs right up to the South Chase wall, actually.
Uh-huh.
So it's really nice as far as that goes. It is fenced in and it's really great.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great one.